Good morning. A clear and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, but for the early part of April on the seasonable side. With high pressure in control, we will enjoy full sunshine again today and a quick rebound off our morning lows back through the 30s and 40s and into the 50s, with most everyone reaching at least into the upper 50s and lower 60s by mid to late afternoon. The large ocean storm off over the Maritimes will spin in place or perhaps even slide a bit farther to the east today, while at the same time a storm over the mid part of the country holds in place. That is locking us into a fine weather pattern for early April across the region, and another clear night tonight will allow temperatures to drop back into the mid-30s. High pressure in between the two systems will dominate into the day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and highs a tick higher in the lower to mid-60s and more sunshine in the mid-60s on Thursday. Gradually, as the storm to our east departs, that will open the door for some clouds to head our way by the end of the week from that system out in the plains. So while Friday will be dry with high pressure hanging on, skies will be more cloud-covered and some breaks of sunshine possible, allowing us to get back into the mid-60s to finish up the work week. As the system draws closer from the middle of the country, we'll introduce at least the risk of a shower Saturday, with a better chance of scattered showers on Sunday as temperatures slide back down into the lower 60s to start the weekend and 50s with more clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong wave of low pressure will develop across the central plains today, producing showers and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in this area, with the main hazards being frequent lightning, wind gusts, and hail. The severe thunderstorm threat will move south into the lower Mississippi Valley tomorrow. Additionally, rain with embedded thunderstorms will develop over parts of the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley that will later expand into parts of the Mid-Atlantic overnight into tomorrow evening. Meanwhile, warm weather combined with dry soil, low relative humidity, and gusty winds will continue to produce the potential for dangerous fire weather conditions. An elevated risk to critical risk for fire weather is in place for parts of the Southern Rockies and Southern High Plains. Red flag warnings and fire weather watches are also in effect for these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 20 degrees with a north wind at 38 gusting to 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 25, 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Topak, Arizona, to a low of 11 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 50, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 2/10 of an inch for the month, which is 4/10 of an inch below normal, and 54.3 inches for the season, which is 4.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 34, the record high, 82, set in 1921, and the record low, 14, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:27 p.m., 12 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny today with highs around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid-60s. More sunshine on Thursday in the mid-60s. On Friday, partly sunny, staying mild in the mid-60s. Some sunshine on Saturday with clouds dominating in the afternoon. A shower possible in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday in the upper 50s. And scattered showers on Monday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the middle and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.